Welcome to Clan Chat, the post-match review. We're coming to you from Dundee Ice Arena, where Glasgow Clan have defeated Dundee Stars after penalty shots. A dramatic game it was too, but we'll take a look back over the two games over the weekend, including Saturday's 4-3 defeat to the Belfast Giants. I spoke with Brendan Connolly after the game on Sunday, but firstly I spoke with the head coach, Pete Russell, and asked him to sum up his feelings after Clan got the win on the road in Dundee.
You know what? I'm really happy because it doesn't matter how you win on the road, even at home, and I thought it was one of my most complete performances tonight, because Dundee have been good and they've took everybody close, even, and I thought we really bossed the game for a lot of the time. I thought their goalie was sensational, and you got to beat Dundee, are tough to beat. You can't force play. We forced plays twice and then we get scored on, and we didn't force plays. I thought it was a really mature performance. It was a team that you thought, you know what, good, they're buying in, and I thought it was great to see guys like Bex and that feeling good again, because, you know, they guys are working hard, not really getting anywhere, and I thought tonight he was lively and he was beating people, and him and Collins had a few good connections, and, you know, I think I like the way the lines went tonight. I changed them about last night and I think it's helped us a little bit. It's brought a bit of freshness to it, and I thought Scott Tansky was good in D again tonight. He done really well back there.
Saw your interview last night with Jerry. You were very frustrated. I take it that was the feeling around the room as well, that frustration at going so close against Belfast last night, bringing it into tonight.
Yeah, I shouldn't have been frustrated. I'm not usually like that, but I just felt there's a way to lose. There's not a way to lose, but I thought we had the puck and we didn't manage it well, and it was good tonight because we got in that situation tonight and we did manage it well, and that was nice to see. I just think it's good for the guys because we've been in the road for so long, so we're a 50% team in the road in the Elite League. That's a pretty good record in the road against some of the places we've nearly been everywhere. Mm-hmm. I actually never knew that till I listened to your thing during the week.
Milton Keynes, yeah.
Yeah, I never knew that. You know, and it's a great league. You see some of the scores, you know, some of the scores are crazy because the teams are so good and they're all good teams, and I think it was an absolutely brilliant result tonight after such a hard game last night and the way it kind of went in the end as well. I thought they rebounded back and I thought they were dialed in tonight and I thought they were ready.
And they bounced back in the right way as well. Just the kind of thing you were looking for?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't usually call a timeout after two goals. I just thought tonight was a good time to just pull them in and say, hey, we're fine here. We just need to, don't tell. Stick to the process and relax. We're fine. Just keep working hard. Keep managing the puck, and we did. We did manage the puck, and I thought our PK has been absolutely unbelievable the last 2 weeks. I'm happy. I'm happy for the guys because people that from the outside don't realise how frustrated players get, and they get hard on themselves. It's not easy to come and try and entertain people and try and win games all the time, and you know, and it's hard. When I was a younger coach, I probably forced people to try and make more out of them, and I don't think that helps. And everybody will come in their way, you know, and it's. It's our job as a team just to stick together. Like last night, as I said, your coaches and players lose together, and tonight we won as a team.
Of course, going all the way to penalty shots as well. A great time when you see who the cool heads are in that situation.
Yeah, some nice goals as well.
Yeah, I know.
For a game that didn't have a lot of goals in it. Scott Pitt's goal, yeah. Becker called that what he would do, and yeah, he done it. And Raz, a great finish, and then Collins went unreal finished as well. And Joel made some great saves. We got a bit of luck off the steal a wee bit there. But I thought it was a really good performance tonight. You know, I love Omar Pasha, he's a good friend of mine and he does a hell of a job the way he plays. I like to play a bit more up the ice than him, but they're good at what they do, and if you don't manage the puck well, they're going to hurt you in the other way, and I thought we took their counter game away tonight.
You've got to expect a reaction when they come to Glasgow on Tuesday.
Oh, for sure, that'll be the same as this game. It'll be as tight as it is, but we got a real chance now, as somebody said. If we can win at home against Dundee, we might go through. In fact, I think both teams would probably go through, it looks like.
I think they're there already.
Yeah, so, you know, I think... after tonight's results, is that what happens? Because Milton Keynes lost.
I think so.
Whatever, but I think it was great. The fans obviously enjoyed it, yeah. You know, and I think it's nice to come to Scotland. Last year, we never won much in Scotland, but, you know, and it was nice to come to an away game and get a result. But, I'm really happy with them. I thought they worked really hard.
Just before we go, just a quick update on Zach Fitzgerald. What are the chances of seeing him on Tuesday or maybe next weekend?
I don't think Tuesday. I think we'll keep Zach sitting away just now and see how the cut heals and how his head's getting better. But yeah. I think the biggest thing is you have to look after people who get a concussion or a head injury, and we've got the depth to do that, I think, just now. So I think he has to wait a little bit till he's he's really right.
Pete Russell reflecting on the weekend results for Glasgow Clan. I also caught up with Brendan Connolly after the game on Sunday. He scored the winning penalty shot as Clan claimed 2 points against the Dundee Stars in the league. The first question I asked Brendan is how cool a head he needed in a situation where his penalty shot could be the one that wins the game.
I think if you're any type of player, those are situations you want to be in. Obviously, Rumps made some good saves for us to put us in that position, so not so much pressure, knowing that it's definitely, you can win the game, but you're definitely not going to lose it. But just trying to go down, stick to one of your moves that you like, and it worked out.
Two good performances, again, from the team, frustration from the coach last night, as we saw. Was that a mood shared by the guys in the locker room as well?
Yeah, I mean, definitely frustrated anytime you give up a goal, and we've given up three of them now in the last 5 seconds of hockey games that have ended up costing us. So those are always the most heartbreaking. But in all those games, we've always bounced back really well the next game. So it's a testament to the guys. We knew we had to come in here. Dundee is a good team. They're hard to play here. And I think for the most part, we played a really solid 60 minutes.
You certainly did, and to go all the way to penalty shots as well. What does that do for confidence, especially when you get the Challenge Cup game on Tuesday coming so quickly?
Yeah, it's big. Anytime you can come into someone else's rink and beat them, knowing that we're going to have to come home now, it's going to be a big effort. We know what's on the line. We have to win to even have a chance of moving forward in the Challenge Cup. So we know how big the game is. We're going to be ready for it.
You won the Challenge Cup last year. What would it mean to get into the latter stages again?
Yeah, you just want to give yourself a chance. Anytime you can get into those aggregate situations, anything can happen. You just want to give yourself an opportunity, and we have a chance on Tuesday to do that.
That's it. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep up to date with the latest Glasgow Clan news and information by heading to the website, clanihc.com. Like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. You can also subscribe to Clan Chat via Spotify, iTunes and Audioboom to hear the only podcast with interviews and views from around Glasgow Clan. Don't forget to leave a review as well, as we'd like to know what you think, and it'll only take a few minutes at the most. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.